This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Whole lot of common sense floating around out there right now, most of it emanating from the White House. And, you know, Donald Trump campaigned on a lot of these issues, and I saw him speak out on it a number of times, and that is the issue of why in the world we would ever allow boys to play in girls' sports. What for so many years in this country would have just passed on as common sense, yeah, we're not doing that, somehow became acceptable during the Biden years. And, you know, one of the people that really came to the forefront of a very young woman, an accomplished athlete from the University of Kentucky. And that, of course, was our friend Riley Gaines. And they've now created the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. Paula Scanlon is a special projects ambassador with the Institute. And we've got her on the phone with us this morning. Paula, thank you for giving us some time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me how you got involved in this.
Yeah, so I was a member of the University of Pennsylvania women's swim team. So that athlete, Leah Thomas, that tied with Riley at the NCAA championship, I was on his team. So I saw firsthand, day in and day out, every single week, practicing alongside him, competing alongside him, watching him bump myself and other girls off the roster in order for him to be able to compete. And so this issue has really been a very lived experience for me. And I'm very excited this morning, in particular, to see, in a way, this come to a conclusion of sorts.
Well, yeah, and on that, it is National Women and Girls Sports Day on top of that. So we've got a lot to celebrate today. I mean, when you saw the president issue this executive order, were you ecstatic? Were you celebrating? What was your reaction?
Absolutely, I was celebrating, but I've said this to a lot of people in the last several weeks. The fact that we even need an executive order to do this is completely crazy. Think about it. We have a president that has to spend time and say, hey, guys, it's not such a good idea for men to play in women's sports. Just wrap your brain around that. If you heard that statement maybe even 5 or 6 years ago, you would think that we'd all gone mad. And that is why I almost feel bittersweet about the fact that we're even here celebrating this. We're even here spending time and resources on actually finding things to say something so obvious as men don't belong in women's sports.
You know, sadly, that people will continue doing everything they can to try to get boys to be able to compete in women's sports. How do we continue this fight? Because even with this executive order, obviously that's a huge step, and I applaud that. But we know the fight's not over.
Absolutely. I mean, this is just a first step. I think ultimately we do want to look to having this passed in all three branches of government. We want to look at having this passed in the Senate. And so we're continuing to urge senators to bring this bill, to hear this and get people on the record and also see which representatives and which senators are voting against this and don't stand with women and don't want to protect women and women's sports. And so that's what we're going to continue looking to do. I mean, we're obviously still going to see this on college level and high school level. And so we encourage people to stay vigilant and to continue to report this when this happens, because again, the fight will never really be over on this.
Well, you know, for those of us old enough to remember the fight for Title IX, which was designed to protect women and make sure that women's sports had some of the same resources that were given to men's sports through the years. And then to see the same people, many of the same people I believe that fought for Title IX, turn around and support this insanity is pretty shocking.
Absolutely. I mean, that was a huge surprise to me to see, again, some of these big name athletes in that boat and that benefited from Title IX to just turn their backs on the next generation of women once they've retired, once they've made their money, once they've finished their careers. But we have had so many different people from so many different backgrounds join this fight. And so that's been something I've really seen. This issue truly is a unifying issue. They want us to believe that it's this huge problem and there's so much disagreement. But in reality, it's, you know, 85% of Americans, at least, I think, honestly, I think that's on the low side, agree that this is wrong. And that, again, crosses party lines. That's all different ideological backgrounds. That's just, it's a common sense issue, and it really is unifying. And again, I've found so many people from so many different backgrounds that agree with us completely on this issue.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking to Paula Scanlon, who, of course, was a collegiate swimmer herself and on the team with this Leah Thomas, as he refers to himself now. Tell us again, Paula, what the environment was like from the university's standpoint. What kind of pressure were they putting on the other athletes to just accept this and go along with it?
Yeah, they sent in administrators continually to talk to us. And then one of the biggest things that they said to us, they said, if you ever speak out against this, you will regret it. They told us we would never be able to find a job. They told us if we were uncomfortable undressing in a locker room with this male athlete, that it was equivalent to not wanting to undress with someone based on their race. And another thing that they told us that was really shocking was they said, okay, and if all of this is not enough, we are here to make you okay with it. Here's the number for psychological services. Please go make an appointment.
Oh,
so they advised us to go to therapy to solve our problems because we were the issue if we didn't want to undress with this male. And by the way, this is not something that we had to do once or twice. My teammates and I were undressing with this fully grown man in a locker room 18 times every single week. There's 9 practices a week. You change it in, you change out. And again, in swimming, You're getting completely naked to change between your suits. This is not something you can just hide away. It's a sport where you're very exposed when you're changing before and after practice.
Well, you know, as the father of 2 young women, thank you for standing up and fighting for what's right, Paula Scanlon. We appreciate you giving us some time today.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys so much for giving awareness to this issue, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Yes, we certainly will. Thank you. What a great representative there for this fight, to hear somebody who was in the middle of it as it was going on. Can you imagine? I would have been apoplectic if they were trying to force my kid to do something like that. Wow.
Get more at 971talk.com. Toyota's legacy has been standing tall for generations. From pioneering hybrid technology to redefining the standards of safety and efficiency. Each innovation, a renewed commitment to progress. And with Toyota's legendary lineup of trucks in stock at your local Toyota dealer, you can experience the legacy for yourself. So check out the ultra-rugged new 2024 Tacoma, built for off-road adventure or everyday practicality. Or test drive a heavy-duty half-ton 2024 Tundra, decked out with modern tech and comfort with a haul anything attitude. And both Tacoma and Tundra are available with the iForce Max hybrid powertrain, giving your truck more power than ever before. Quality, reliability, efficiency, that's the legacy of Toyota. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, to find out more, or stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.